Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TEDx London experts in under 5 minutes.
In this week's Climate Quickie, we hear from Pip Wheaton, Planet and Climate Advisor at Ashoka in New Zealand, on how cognitive dissonance impacts our ability to take climate action. This is one for you if you've ever struggled with finding climate stuff, well, a bit ick. Tune in to learn how the narratives we are exposed to and tell ourselves has a huge impact on our beliefs and thus on the climate agency we feel we are able to take. Let's learn more with Pip. Stay curious.
So one of the ways that I see climate action being stuck is that we know that more people care than ever before. We know that we have a huge number of solutions, more than ever before. We have technological solutions, we have policy solutions, we have all sorts. And we have a far better understanding of the science than ever before. And yet, even with all of those things, we're not seeing the change happen fast enough. So, we talk a lot about individuals and their individual behaviour change, and that's really important. We also talk about systems, but I think increasingly people are realising that that's a false dichotomy.
Yeah.
And so if we take the assumption that systems are created and made up of individuals, like what are the how-tos, what are the strategies, the tactics for getting those individuals to shape systems differently?
Mm.
And so what we did was the same thing that Ashoka almost always does, which is we looked to the Ashoka Fellows. And so the Ashoka Fellows are these incredible social entrepreneurs all around the world. We've got a network of several thousand, 4,000 in 90 countries. 75% of them are from the Global South. And so in partnership with the Skoll Centre, I did a piece of research with Dr. Mariah Besharov, the academic director here, and we distilled three strategies. And there are a number of different tactics that sit underneath them, but the overarching strategies are, the first one is making it personal, the second one is curating support, and the third one is realigning systems. Making it personal, curating support, and realigning systems. Humans are so flipping complex, right?
Yeah.
We have so many internal contradictions. If you fully own up to the true extent of your own influence and power, then you need to change everything.
Everything.
So it's actually like a really scary thing to do. And so you're like internally, you create protection mechanisms.
I agree.
And so you convince yourself that actually, like, I'm too small, it's too hard, it's too late, I'm not actually part of the problem, I'm just providing the services that people need.
Yeah,
you know, people want to drive their cars, and so you tell yourself all of these things, and I think there is a lot of cognitive dissonance.
That's it. There's loads of cognitive dissonance. And I think we really underestimate how powerful cognitive dissonance actually is in how it drives our behaviour.
So one of the things that's like central to this research is like the concept of agency and how a person believes that they can impact the world.
Yes.
And our beliefs are shaped by so many different things. And as we dug into that more, we started to engage with the concept of narratives. And when we use the word narratives, like, because I think there's lots of different ways to interpret it, what we mean by that is like, what are the collective stories that we tell as a society that help us make sense of the world and therefore shape how we move through it?
Yes.
And to be clear, like, narratives are fluid, they ebb and flow. We can have like internally inconsistent narratives that we believe at any one time. Like, it's really fascinating. But one of the pieces of research that I came across showed that specifically for climate action, people's belief about whether or not change was possible was the biggest determinant of whether or not they acted. And so at the moment, we are in this point in time where the dominant narrative is around doom and gloom. And, you know, it's it's really important that we've got into the place that people are starting to wake up and go, oh my goodness, climate change is real. It's not a future generation thing. It's happening now. Fires in Australia and California and Siberia, it's happening in flooding in New Zealand in this year, when heat domes and changes to our
really
patterns
that are clearly identifiable, like, things.
Things that people go, oh, that.
Yes.
That thing, that's climate change. That's great. We needed that moment of awakening collectively. However, if we stay in that place of doom and gloom, we stay overwhelmed and we don't believe that change is possible. And if we don't believe that change is possible, that belief becomes self-fulfilling, basically. And so the thing that we're really curious about is, like, if that's the narrative of doom and gloom and that's going to stop action, then what are the narratives of climate agency that help people realize their power?
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our superstar podcast team at TEDx London. Until next time,
stay curious.